worthy is simply, this is all it means, is that you are aware, or let's start with this. You are aware that you deserve respect and love from yourself and others. So let me say that one more time. Being worthy is simply being aware. That just means knowing that worthiness means I deserve respect and love from myself and from other people. When I looked up this definition, I thought that this was the most powerful one that I could find about worthiness, because the way that I want you to think about it is that your worthiness has to get shored up with you first before it will with others. So what does that mean? We need to be aware of all of our little old shitties that we carry around that are disrespecting ourselves or is unloving of ourselves. That would mean catching thoughts like, I can't do this. I'm lazy. I'm no good at this. Nobody likes me. They all hate me. There's a thousand and one ways that we disrespect ourselves. Disrespecting yourself would mean every single day. Like, if showing yourself self-respect would be coming home in the afternoons, knowing that you're going to want to eat your face off because that's what you've done the last 10 days. And self-respect would be walking into the house and telling yourself, I know you want to eat. There's nothing wrong with that. But here's what we're going to do today. We're going to do something different, and we'll do something different every single day until we figure out how to take the temperature down on the food. An unworthy person will go in every single day and just think, fuck it, I can't solve this. This always happens. That's disrespectful. That's you just acting like this is out of your control. Nothing is out of your control. Here's what's always in your control: the amount of time, compassion, and patience you give yourself with whatever you're working on. When you practice worthiness, you are looking for opportunities to use love for yourself when loathing is easier or automatic. When you are practicing worthiness, you look for ways to respect yourself, respect your goals, respect your thinking when dismissing, disrespecting, and disengaging is the easier way to do it. And I want you to work on you first. Even though worthiness is about like making sure that others respect you and other people like treat you well, that kind of stuff, this is the thing that I've noticed. Most of us who feel unworthy often have a few key players in our life who think we are worthy, and they can't say enough and they can't do enough to cut through the noise of our own head. That is what happened with Chris and I for a long time. Chris was such a, like, he just loved me. Like, from the moment we started dating, right before we even started dating, Chris just thought I was amazing. And he would tell me things. And I mean, I would not even hear it. I would sit there and think, yeah, he thinks that now just because he wants booty. Before we even had the booty, he was telling me, like, you are just so interesting. You're like, you're unlike any girl I've ever met. He would tell me, like, you're hilarious, but you're smart as a whip. Like, you just think about things in a different way. He would tell me all that stuff. And every single time I would say, yeah, he probably just wants some ass. And if I start giving up ass, he's going to be out. He's going to start treating me how he really wants to. It didn't matter what he said because I thought I was trash. I didn't think I was worthy of someone who picked up the check. Seriously, I had a big thing about that. I just knew that I was always going to marry. My first husband was a thief, a crook, and a cheat. And I just knew that I was always going to be the kind of, the only person I'd ever be able to date would be somebody that I was going to have to pay for it. And when Chris and I first started dating, my worthiness was so in the toilet that when he would pay, it was unnerving. I thought he just wanted something from me. I couldn't even understand that that was just polite. So we have to work on ourselves first. Then we turn it up a notch and start working on everyone else. We start like looking around. Like if you went to relationships weekend, camp, we start looking around and seeing what boundaries do we need to set. Too often we're setting boundaries because we feel unworthy. And we're setting boundaries to try to get everybody to treat us differently, hoping we'll feel better. When we need boundaries with ourselves first. Anytime that we're tearing ourselves apart, we need a boundary. We don't do that anymore. We stop that shit. We put pressure on the wound. We don't just let it bleed out. So it's really important that you understand that definition. Now, sometimes people confuse worthiness with maybe I would, that would make me better than other people. No, worthiness is not about anybody being better than anyone else. It is about respect and love for self, respect and love for others. Worthiness also doesn't mean that you have to be perfect or good every day. Worthiness just means that you know that at a fundamental level that you deserve your respect, even when you're a shit show. You deserve your love, even in the fuck ups, and the people around you do too. It doesn't, you don't have to forgive everybody, but you are always looking for ways. Worthiness is always about loving and respecting first and then acting second. All right. That question, you do not need to skip it. You do need to answer it every single day. It's one of the most important questions that we have. And if it's uncomfortable or you're drawing a blank, that doesn't mean don't do it. It means write something down because it's tapping on something that you fundamentally believe, which is I have a reasons why I'm unlovable. Even if you think the world can love you, you have reasons why you think you might be unlovable for you. It could be just your weight right now. Well, if I wasn't so big, if I hadn't gained 30 pounds, if I was still the same weight as I was pre-baby, if I was, you know, if I weighed what all the other retirees weighed, that might be your thing that you're hanging on to that makes you unlovable to you and others. So it's important that you don't skip this because you deserve to find true self-love and self-respect. And then if you have a hard time answering this question, there is a couple of ways to do this. I'm going to give you some examples that you can use to brainstorm. I would invite y'all to go to the Facebook group after today, and I would type in, here's what I learned on today's Q&A, and this is why everybody should watch it. And here's some of the worthy things I am going to start practicing. The other thing that you can do is if you go to the Taking Big Ass Action course, it's in the self-study resources. I want you to go to defining your whys, the bonus lesson. Sometimes you can just use your whys. Sometimes whys, the whys are enough for you to be able to use that as a worthiness part of your exercise, just to show you like, this is why this is important to me. Sometimes I write down the reason why I'm worth the work and maintenance on doing the planner every day is I'm worth this work because I love myself finally, and I don't want to stop doing that work. I love myself enough to write something down today. So somebody asked, why if we feel worthy, do we still self-sabotage? Just because you feel worthy doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you have like all kinds of other stuff going on. So like some people self-sabotage like this. They think, the smaller I get, I'm going to lose friends. A lot of times we have this self-sabotage habit of thinking about what's going to go wrong when we lose weight. Here's a big one for a lot of you that you do. You'll lose some weight and you'll have this thought, oh, you know, if I'm going to keep losing weight, I'm going to probably have to, you know, at some point I'm going to have to give up those foods I like. Like, it's not now, but it's coming, and I'm not going to be able to eat very much. So we think that like it's just true. Like there's just this day coming where we don't get to eat as much, and we're going to be miserable, and we're going to be hungry, and we're going to have to give up our favorite foods. If you believe that, guess what you do now? You don't try new things to see if you'd actually be as hungry as you fucking fear. You don't like manipulate your foods, try new things to see if these fears are true. Self-sabotage does not always come from unworthiness. Most of the time, it's just coming from a big pile of shitty ass lies we tell ourselves about what's going to happen next, what we fear is going to happen, what we're worried that will happen. A lot of times people will be so worried they'll have loose skin. Like, well, you know, I'm going to lose this weight, and like, I'm going to have all this loose skin. I'm never going to look the way that I want to look, and blah, blah, blah. And they're so focused on what's going to go wrong that they get a lot of anxiety going. Well, guess what? Why would you have any kind of motivation if somebody invites you out on Friday night for chips and salsa? That invites the thought, a little won't hurt. Because in the back of your mind, it's like, well, a little won't hurt because you ain't never going to look the way you want anyway, so why bother? And when you don't challenge those thoughts, when you don't sit there and think like, hell, I may have loose skin, but maybe I'll have loose skin and not give a shit. Maybe I'll have loose skin and sometimes be obsessed about it, but I'll also be obsessed over the new clothes I can wear. That's what happened with me. It's like, I lost weight, y'all. I got loose skin. I got rumples. I got all the things. But I would never go back. You know why? I focus on the quality of life I have now. So, like, we have to watch our minds. We have to watch what we're doing. All right, Judith, let me get you promoted. So let me give you some examples of some worthy things that y'all can write. Number one, I deserve respect and love from myself. That's a simple one. You're worthy of this word because you can write down, I deserve respect and love from myself. I'm working on feeling respect and love for myself. I'm open to the idea that I can learn to respect myself, to love myself. Next, others love me, which means there are things about me I can love too. Very often what we can do is when we look around and we take an honest look at our life and we see there are people who really care about us, who truly care about us, we can say, well, even if I don't feel love for me, I'm worth this work because others do. Next, I've overcome hardships and rough times. A lot of times, like, you can find worthiness in like, man, I have overcome a lot of shit in my life. I keep going. It's not an easy life for me, but shit, I've never given up. Every day, I think about my mother. Talk about somebody whose worthiness scale is in the toilet at times. Poor old Mammy. I don't know if she's here or not, but I'm always talking about Mammy. But my mom has, like, I think she's 64 now. Like, for the first time in her life, has like a glint of feeling worthy. And when I was writing this one out, I was sitting there thinking, what a shame. My mother spent her entire life working all the jobs, showing up to asshole bosses and eating shit every day because she was bound and determined to give us a good education and feed our asses. She overcame so many hardships and rough times. She didn't think about what a survivor she was. She wasn't ever focused on, you know, like, man, this makes me one resilient motherfucking badass. She just thought she deserved it because she got pregnant young. So remind yourself of worthiness. I'm still standing and working on myself. Another one, mistakes don't make me a lesser person. They make me human. One of the things I write some days when I have depression, on my days when like I'll have like maybe a few days where it's really rough on me, just tell myself every day, I am human. Whether you believe in God or not, maybe you're, you know, child of the universe, whatever's going on, I tell myself all the time, like, I am worthy because I am here. I am worthy because some creator somewhere wanted me here for a reason. And that makes me worthy. We all play an important part in the world. We have to remember that. We're not here by accident. This is not just by chance. I just don't believe that. It doesn't matter whether you're religious or not. I love knowing that there is some kind of order or sense of all of it. It gives me some calm when things are not going the way they should, the way I think they should. Just like, I can't tell y'all how many times I have thought about Logan and I have told Chris, as hard as it's been, he was meant to be our baby. We are so dedicated to him. I may not be the best mother, but I would die trying to make sure that baby's life is set and he's happy and he has every advantage that he possibly could have. And I just think Chris and I weren't supposed to have just an easy kid. We weren't supposed to have something that we didn't have to work hard at. We're such hard workers. We're so determined. I'm a fucking overachiever. I was meant to have a child that required me to level up, to face my fears, to learn the lessons I needed, not just to help him, but to help even more people. When I think about it that way, y'all, I don't sit around and feel sorry for myself. I feel extremely worthy when I think about those things. And all of you can think about those things in your life. You have to decide to think those things. You can't just sit there and keep redeciding every day to keep the thinking that keeps you stuck. You have to redecide every day the new thinking, the thinking that's going to help you build each and every day towards that next version of you. I'm emotional. You can tell I'm going to start my period this week. Mother Nature's looming, y'all.